The ruling comes at an opportune time for the vice president, whose quest to succeed President Olusegun Obasanjo appeared to have been scuttled by the report. Nigeria's many political parties are in the process of selecting candidate for the April vote, and Mr. Abubakar's supporters are clearly delighted that their candidate has not been cleared of any wrongdoing. Adeolu Akande, spokesman for the vice president's campaign team, responds to the clearing of all legal impediment to Mr. Abubakar's candidacy.
It means that the purported indictment is off, and there's no legal hindrance for him to pursue his presidential ambition. As far as we are concerned, the so-called indictment is dead. He's free to contest the election now. We had always known that the indictment would be vacated by the court, because, as we said, it's a concussion of lies, it's a cocktail of lies, and it cannot stand the test of the judiciary.
Vice President Atiku Abubakar formally declared last weekend that he will run for president in elections next year. The ruling People's Democratic Party suspended Mr. Abubakar on the basis of the indictment. With the court dismissing the indictment, it is not certain if the party, which is controlled by President Obasanjo, will restore the vice president's membership and allow him to contest the party's presidential ticket. Party officials declined to comment, but Akande is convinced the party has no choice but to accept the vice president back into his fold.
The VP is in court challenging a suspension from the PDP, and that is the only condition that is stopping him from picking the PDP ticket. So now that the so-called moral burden is off, the initiative is there. And since the basis of that suspension is off, we expect that the party will see reason to abandon the part of illegality they have taken as regards the vice president.
President Olusegun Obasanjo submitted a panel report to the Senate in September, highlighting a clause in the Constitution which says the person cannot qualify for election as president if indicted for fraud by an administrative panel of inquiry. These accusations were part of a long-running battle for supremacy in the ruling party ahead of next year's poll, which is due to mark the first handover from one democratic president to another in Africa's most populous nation. Gilbert Acosta for the UN News, Abuja.
望网易语网站，欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。